Darfur, the arid, violence-torn region of Sudan, once had a vast freshwater lake, believed to be the size of Lake Erie. That's the conclusion of the Boston University Center for Remote Sensing. The scientist used satellite radar technology to find the contours of its lake and its connecting rivers. Farouk Elbaz is the center's director. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
To be clear, this is a lake that was on the surface a long time ago and not a lake that is now deep underground. It's not there.
Yes, the lake was there more than 5,000 years ago, or actually between 5,000 and 11,000, and then it dried up, and then it was actually wet again between 25,000 and 35,000. There had been all kinds of major changes in the climate in North Africa. And there were periods of wet, followed by periods of dry. During the periods of wet, there were lakes, and this is really one of them.
Tell us about the technology. I've never heard of using radar satellite information to figure out what happened in a country way below the surface.
That's a very good question, and it really is due to the fact that something that we did not know before, where radar waves have a capacity to penetrate through the sand cover in desert to reveal the underlying topography. The radar wave goes through the sand as if it does not exist. It does not see it because it is both dry and fine-grained. And then it is reflected back from the first solid rock layer beneath the sand. So this is something that is perfect for desert areas.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said the disaster in Darfur is in part the result of climate change, global warming. Anything in your finding that provides hope for Darfur, is there a way to get to whatever water is left there?
That is really the crux of the matter. Much of the problem there was due to water shortages, and this is a scientific investigation, but its value is not really in the science, but in the potential for humanitarian work, where if we can find the people that would want to get this water out, then it would help all the people of Darfur. It will provide water for the roaming nomads, it will provide water for the sedentary farmers, and it would provide water for potential investments in the production of food. So it is a call from the government of Sudan now for the whole world to come and help in this humanitarian cause.
How much of the original lake would be left? Wait, and how far underground?
We cannot really judge without drilling. However, there is a case just like that one north of the area in the southwestern part of Egypt, which I studied in great detail and had the government of Egypt drill in it. And now there are 500 wells in that region producing water that's good for 150,000 acres, where people are producing now wheat and chickpeas and peanuts. And the water there is good enough for 100 years. So by correlation, because this area is very close to the other one, then we say that no, don't worry about the water because it will be there for a long time. And it's very clean, clear water.
And how deep?
The wells that were drilled in Egypt were drilled at several hundred meters. However, water began to show up at less than 100 meters deep and rose by its own artesian pressure to 25 meters, meaning that the water may be pumped only from 100 feet below the surface. And or if you have wells that are like 300 to 400 feet, then you are assured for pumping water for a long period of time.
Talking with us from Boston, Farouk Elbaz, the director of the Boston University Center for Remote Sensing, about the vast lake that once was on the surface of the Darfur region of Sudan.